Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Ask the expert. We're talking about Dublin Bus today. So whatever your questions, queries about timetables, services, bus routes, get them into us. 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number. Blake Boland, who is a spokesperson for Dublin Bus, though, is with me in studio. How are things?
Very good. Thank you for having me in.
Yeah, no problem at all. Delighted to have you. We've our first voice note in from Dolores.
Hi, I'm wondering, could you ask Blake from Bus Éireann what's going on with the Wicklow to Dublin 133 bus service? Yesterday morning, the 611 bus from Tesco Wicklow just didn't arrive. The bus that did arrive came at 6:36, and that was actually due at 6:31. So the 611 bus is supposed to get into RTE in Dublin at 7:13. It just didn't arrive yesterday. So today then, the 611 bus 133 arrived 5 minutes late, but that's okay, that can happen. But it's due into RTE at 7:12. It arrived there at 7:50. So for anyone starting work at 8 o'clock in hospitals or RTE or anywhere like that, that has a bit of a walk when they get off the bus, that bus is just running late. And I'm just wondering what's going on with that, and or is there any reason for it?
Do you have an answer?
Well, unfortunately, I work for Dublin Bus and not Bus Éireann, and so I won't be able to answer for that one in particular because it's a different company. But I certainly do have sympathy both for the person that was on the bus,
yeah,
and, you know, it, like trying to get into work, of course, but also for Bus Éireann and the bus company, because they do, like us, face challenges with congestion. That's a big issue, all right. But unfortunately, I can't speak to that one because it's a different company.
So, in that instance, you're just dealing with the Dublin bus services and routes, and we should say that for other listeners that are getting in touch with us rather than Bus Éireann questions. Maybe we'll have to get them in for a second.
Yeah, so just to highlight for people there, so ourselves, Bus Éireann and Éireann Road Éireann are part of CIE Group as a wider group. So we're sister companies, yes, but my involvement is with Dublin Bus.
With Dublin Bus. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. We have another voice note in from this listener.
Hi, my name is Doris Cunningham. I live in Rush, North County Dublin. We have a 33 bus that takes all day to get to town. We have an excellent 33X that runs during peak times in the morning and home from town in the evening. My question is, can we not have the 33X run all day and all weekend, particularly for people who work in the night industry, the service industry at night or in hospitals? It gets us into town within 40 minutes. It's a fantastic service, and it would save us having to have darts and all of the other expenses that need to be spent on the train line out our way.
Yeah, so that's a really interesting one there as well. And the X routes, you know, the express routes, they really do work for many people. It's fantastic to get them into the city that bit faster, because some of our routes that come from the likes of Rush, places that are really far out, they have a huge amount of stops on the way. And as you're opening the doors, it could be 15, 20 seconds each time. That does add up. And a journey that might only be, 15 kilometres or 20 kilometres turns into a very long journey above an hour. So it would be fantastic to be able to have a greater selection of those there. So we go through the statistics and the numbers, and the way that the routes are organised, it's based on data, really. So you're looking at the demand where that is and at certain times as well, and you're trying to put your resources in the best way possible to satisfy as many people as possible. So it would be nice to be able to do that, but it's balanced out to suit other people who might be getting off the bus halfway along that route, and an express won't actually suit them because now they have to go into Dublin and then come back out again. So it's really finding that blend of suiting as many people as possible.
Listeners wondering on a bank holiday, there's no local links that run to connect with the national buses at Kildare Town. They do seem to be running nationwide though. They're wondering why is that?
So once again, we don't operate services in Kildare, so I couldn't speak to that one, unfortunately.
Okay. Another voice note in from this listener.
Why is it that some buses seem to drive slower than a person can walk? They just seem to be driving very, very slow lately. And then they're stopping at prolonged bus stops for prolonged periods of time. They don't seem to be doing anything, not picking up anyone, not letting anyone off. These ghost buses, what's the story with them? How come so many buses don't turn up when they are actually on the board or the digital time display, and then all of a sudden they vanish?
That's a really interesting question there. And I suppose there's two answers to that, because one will refer to both the questions in it. So when we talk about the speed of the buses, so on, you've got two things going on here. One is the impact of congestion. And at peak times in the city now, our buses run at an average of about 13, give or take 13, 14 kilometres an hour. So a fit person can jog faster than our buses. So that might answer the question as to why it's going slow. Yeah. But what also could be happening there is, depending on the time of the day and the month as well, that if our buses start to creep ahead of schedule, what we want to do is keep the buses on time as much as possible. Congestion prevents that sometimes, making us fall behind. But it, we can do a lot about it in terms of going ahead. So frequently, and I'm really glad this is asked, because we do come across this question a lot, the bus might pull in for 30 seconds,
it
1 minute.
It happens on a rare occasion, not too frequently though, with traffic.
Yeah, our challenge is the buses that are falling behind due to congestion, not getting ahead so much. So what we're trying to do is get that bus as close as possible to the timetable. So the driver will make an announcement, say we're going to stop at the next stop for 1 minute or thereabouts, and it's to get that bus back on track. But there are other reasons for that as well, because another thing that we're looking to do is create even headway, especially on those more frequent routes. So you don't really want buses catching up to each other and then having a 15-minute gap behind. You're trying to look for that regular service. So there are a number of reasons to do that, and we have a team of controllers there. So as we speak, there's a few pods there, about four pods. They'll have a couple of people in each. 2 hours time, as we're moving into rush hour, there'll be 16 controllers there, plus a couple of floor chiefs as well. And they will be monitoring the routes, trying to make sure that we're serving people as regular as possible.
Listeners wondering, Blake, they say they're noticing a lot of broken down buses lately. They're wondering, is it EV related? They were on a bus and overheard the driver telling the garage that he couldn't reach the destination and had to get back to the garage with his current battery charge level. We were all dumped off the bus before our destination.
That's a really interesting one. And if you can get some more details from that person as well, I can check back with an operation see what happened there.
Happy to do that if they want to send us in.
Pass that on. But it is because this project that we're on of electrification, it's absolutely gigantic in terms of the scale that we're doing. So we're above 10% of the fleet now being fully electric. But it's a new technology. We're having to make changes to incorporate that as well. But that's a lot of clean miles that have been done by these buses out there. And as I said, we're past 10% of the fleet. But in an instance like that, it is possible. Mm. But what our engineering and operation departments will work together to make sure that we're putting the appropriate buses onto the appropriate routes to make sure that happens.
Dexter, wondering, could you please ask Blake if all of the buses take wheelchairs and mobility scooters, and if so, what do I need to do?
So yeah, all of our buses are wheelchair accessible, and this is one thing that we're very proud of, is the work that we do in that area in terms of accessibility. So with those, it's a case of you're at the bus stop. So our drivers are trained professionals, and depending on the demands of the customer. So for example, if a driver notices a person with, let's say, a cane, you know, feels that they could be visually impaired, he'll pull over the bus. That driver will pull over the bus and say that the route that they're on and where they're going to help that person. So yeah, the buses are also wheelchair accessible. There's one spot on it. Now, the unfortunate part is if that spot is already taken, there's then a limit to allowing more people on.
Listener says they frequently take the 7, the 7A or 4 buses where there is any event on at the RDS. I often find myself waiting quite a long time with many others at Nassau Street as many buses are already full and arrival the pass without stopping. I've heard the local inspectors in the depots aren't permitted to put on extra buses, that all of the extra services must be first authorised by TFI. Is that the case?
So there's a lot of truth in that one, all right. In terms of how the buses are put on. So what we do is we will bid on contracts with the NTA. So it's our duty to perform, to carry out those routes. So we do have some spare drivers and extra buses that we can use to allocate here and there, be it a bus might break down or something like that. You know, unfortunately, a driver calls in sick. So there are a lot that we can do. We also have a private element to our bus service as well, you know, be it tours for concert services, and we can try to implement those. But it's about us putting the services where we can at the time. But to go back to what the person said, there's a limit to what we can do there.
Listeners wondering how many of Dublin buses, many of your buses at the moment are fully electric?
We're just over 10% now. So our fleet is over 1,000 buses. So at any given time, you're looking at it in and around that, you know, 120 buses or thereabouts in service. And they are what we call the EW. So they're double-decker electric buses. They have a gigantic battery on them, charges up at the site, and that programme is continuing, which is great to see.
Yeah. Which route has the most buses or the most services operating daily?
You'd be looking at, I believe that we announced something over Christmas, and I think it was the E1 route that carried about 1.3 million customers
last
year.
Where does the E1 cover? That's kind of one of the new routes, isn't it?
It is, yes. So that would be on the East Spine. So you're coming from in and around that Dún Laoghaire region. So the E1 and the E2 will combine. That'll form then the Spine, where you'll get an extremely high frequency route that'll continue to the other side of the Liffey, and they will depart then in the E1 and the E2. And those spines as well, because it comes back to something that was raised earlier on, they're crucial in getting as many people into town. And it also comes back to that idea of connected services as well. So if you've got these high frequency routes that overlap at certain parts of the city, then you're connecting more people to more places.
About a year ago, Dublin Bus removed the 11 and the 13 route buses from the Drumcondra area, caused a lot of inconvenience for residents. Direct access to Ballymun, to the north, and UCD to the south is no longer available. I'm wondering why. To be no economic reason. I feel for it, says this listener.
Yeah,
so 11 and 13 routes.
That's, yeah, and I could pull up the map and have a look at those now, because we have over 130 routes. There's thousands of bus
stops. Yeah, I know, it's hard in fairness to you to know every one of them.
But no, we can go some way to answering that. So the Bus Connect phases have been rolled out in phases, of course, and we've been through kind of six or seven of those already. There'll be another one coming in a certain amount of time. And changes are being made there, and they don't suit everybody. What we're looking at, and the way we work with the NTA as well, what we're doing here is connecting more people to more places, and at times it doesn't suit. So the two routes that were mentioned there, it may inconvenience some people, but what we're looking at here is connecting more people overall. And going back to the point I made there earlier on about having those spines and connecting people across over different points in the city. So, for example, one person, they might now have to get a bus into the city centre and change over to get a different bus out to the other part of the city. So for that person, it is less convenient because they can't stay on the same bus. But unfortunately, if we kind of stood back and looked at this in a big picture, you can't connect every piece of the south side to every piece of the north side with a continuous route across. And unfortunately, as it may be, that's the case. So what the effort now is about connecting people through those high frequency routes.
But we could keep you, Blake, for another hour answering listener questions. It just shows you how many of our listeners are Dublin Bus users, you know, on a daily basis. We'll certainly get you back again. For the moment, though, Dublin Bus spokesperson Blake Boland, thanks a million, Blake, for joining us here in the programme today. And I know many of you looking to get your questions answered as well around Bus Éireann services. And Barry Kenny from Éireann was with us not too long ago, so we'll try and arrange that. Email, if you want to join us, is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.